So this excerpt from Paul Ferrari's book is very good. You listen, huh? Silence is the essence of the heart. See? Correct or not? The silent mind. Understand or not? So silence is the what? Read together. Silence is the essence of the heart. That's why I say go to the heart. Understand or not? Because the gateway is there. Everything is there. Understand or not? Then what you do? You cannot be in the heart unless what? You are in forgiveness of yourself and others. Means what? You have love. Understand now? If you don't have love, how to forgive? Verbally say, aiya, chin chai lah, forgive you lah. And the pastor told me, in front of my brother-in-law's wedding, no, he shared with the newlywed, no, he said, always remember, easy to forgive, but difficult to forget. Does it mean that he forgive? He didn't forgive, and that's why he still can have the mundane thought to tell him difficult to forget. No? Means you get like gong, chui gong, I forgive. Inside, difficult to forget, with the memory of what you did to me. And that one is not really forgive, and that's not. That one no acceptance at all. He like, okay lah, you want me to forgive? I forgive you lah. So what? But I cannot forget what you did to me. That is not forgive. The hatred is still there. The bosong is still there. Understand not? You cannot be at the heart unless you are in forgiveness of yourself and others. You cannot be in the heart if you are worried and angry. So what is worried and angry? Evil root is there. You cannot be in the heart if your breathing is shallow and or labored. When the breath is labored, thinking is driven by what? Your fear, your panic, your restlessness, understand or not? And anxiety. Your mind states are rooted in the past and the future. Means what? Memory, brain, understand or not? We are the accumulation of your past and future. Unless you return to the heart, which is your pure awareness nature, you cannot see with love and compassion. Understand not? And one who does not see the love and the compassion does not see truth, although he used the word accurately. All that is perceived is a fabrication, illusion, a hyperbola. It simply fits your boredom and anxiety. So this one is very good. Bertil further explained that when you forgive others, you free yourself. But when you forgive others, your hatred, envy, jealousy, evil root are gone or rooted out. Hence, your heart is free. Bertil also did not quite agree with Paul Ferrini's statement on silence is the essence of the heart. To be more precise, it should be silence is the essence of our nature or true mind. Understand not? The heart is the organ, no? Understand not? Although we say the seat of consciousness is there in the cavity, but the cavity, which is the heart, is not your awareness nature, no. You understand not? Your awareness nature is actually when you are silent without thought, then only it manifests, no. But you cannot blame him because he knows it's at the heart area. That's why he used the word heart. Okay, can I accept? But I use this word, I say, more precise. Understand not? The word is to be more precise. So it should be silent is the essence of our, instead of heart, is the awareness nature, pure awareness nature or true mind. It has nothing to do with the physical heart, understand not? Instead, the heart is where the conscience resides. Now you go and read my blue book, it's behind there. The difference between the heart and the mind, the blue book. Got it? Wingfield. Correct. Yeah, Kong Chai got it. You go and read that one, very good. Instead, the heart is where the conscience is. There is also a gateway to our nature within our heart. The conscience comes from our nature. It can only arise when we are without thought. You need to be mindful enough to know it. When you are silent in your heart, you can be mindful and aware. So this one I explained in the book. You know why you have this conscience. Sometimes they call it intuition. I give you an example. I also mentioned in the book. Especially you want to buy a house. You want to buy a house. The agent take you. Then you go to the house. The first instant before you go to your memory and think, there is a feeling or no, you go in. Whether you like the house or there is an eerie feeling or you don't like. That one is from your conscience. Your conscience tell you. Understand? But after you go and think about it, then you make a choice. That one is not conscious. That one is your mundane mind trying to choose. Understand? So, the conscience is inborn in your nature, no, actually. That's why when you do wrong thing, a lot of people, they cannot do or no. You know, the conscience tell them this is wrong. But you know what happened? Next moment, the mundane mind come out and justify it. Aiyah, kia hami lah. Nobody know one lah. How can my wife know? She housewife tataji boing into. Hey, this type of thinking create the excuses for you not to listen to the conscience. But you don't know that is the conscience. But the first instant before your thought come in, that is from your conscience. That's why they tell you, cannot do. But most human beings believe who? Believe your desire, with the thought, which is ego, it will justify. That's why you don't make use of your conscience and intuition. But some people do, Because they pantang. Hey, if I don't feel good, I don't want to buy it. That is a good choice. If you feel good, just buy. Sure got something very good for you or appropriate. So this is how you can understand. At the heart, where their nature resides, there is a conscience. Understand not? But this pure awareness nature is capable of developing the direct seeing and the wisdom. You read the book, a lot of things inside there. But very few people can understand. And the conscience is at the gateway there. Whereas the center, you go to the center, your heartache, your heart pain, your heart attack, everything there. That is where your thought is, your emotion is. When you get angry or you fearful, you realize your heart there's a very eerie energy. You realize that? But the center is where the emotion of the mundane mind is. That's why they say, listen to your heart. Be careful, which heart? The conscience or the emotion. You listen to the emotion, finish, I tell you. And this one, nobody understands. That's why when I wrote that book, hardly anybody understand. Okay? Okay. Then there's another part which is also very good. Number 18. Excerpt from Paul Farini's book. When you return to the heart, at least he knows it's at the heart area. You abide in the silence from which all sound comes. This one is correct. From that nature. All Dharma is not apart from that nature, understand? So, he think only sound. But actually, everything arises from there. Like a boat. This analogy he give is quite good. On the ocean, you feel the wave, isn't it? Sway beneath you, isn't it? Swell. You move with the wave, means echo and flow. But you know you are not the wave. That is a very good analogy. Thought comes and go, yet you know you are not the thought. See? He also understands you are not the thought. You abide with the ebb and flow of the rites, moving in and out, like the thought appearing, disappearing, feeling the contraction and expansion of thoughts. Beneath the thinking mind, That's why I bold it. It's a pure non-judgment awareness. Actually, this one is what he described. I told you this is an awareness nature. No word, nothing. Not only no judgment, nothing inside there. This is unconditioned. When you discover the awareness, see, he used the word, you fall into the heart. Actually, it's the awareness nature, understand or not? The heart is a physical one. Then giving and receiving are effortless. There's no egoic mind there to say this and say that already. No need to make choice, understand or not? Meditation is effortless because the last support is truth. Trust, not truth. Type wrongly. Trust, change it to trust. T-R-U-S-T, make a note. And all true meditation is by the true mind, which is without thought, that nature, awareness nature. As you understand who and what you are, it's essential to do the five daily contemplation. I am subject to aging. I am subject to age, illness and disease. I am subject to death. I was separate from all this. Oh, sorry. All that is dear and appealing to me. I am the owner of my action. Whatever I do, for good or for evil, to that will I fall heir. Means you are heir to it, as taught by the Buddha. You make use of this body and mind as a vehicle and tool for you to live life. Even when you know this is not you, you need to do your duty in life because this form of mind is subject to karma. It is within the conditioned world, subject to conditioned dhamma, which include the law of karma, the law of mind, law of truth, and all the other scientific universal law. Then last one, the pure nature cannot come out and live like her. This part he don't know. But everything arises from there. Thus, you can only truly live life when you are with the pure awareness nature and not when you are constantly lost in thought, which is heedless living. That's why stay there, awareness nature. When you are aware, Huineng say what? Wu nian, stay there, understand? That is the first hallmark. Then what he say? All understanding, if it doesn't manifest from here, he don't teach. Understand not? That's why suddenly, when you are here, you awaken on. You are here, this one directly, understand, awaken. No gradual one. No slowly, cultivate, then one day. No need one. Because when you are here, this is the final destination, understand not? All your method, technique, everything you do, bring you back to here, understand not? Then Hui Neng say, why so mafan? Understand? That's why he said, you develop wu nian. The first hallmark is no mark. He just write the word there. And no thought. So how to develop no thought? Hui Neng at that time, only himself know. Understand? That's why after 16 years, his insight stabilized. He know he is ready, he went to Nanhua Temple. Understand? Then he was identified and ordained straight away. So that's why after that he teach. But he's an illiterate, you must know. At least I more lucky, I a bit educated. Then I engineer. He really illiterate, in a small town. But that is his joy. But his nature very powerful. I also cannot match. Why? He born without the mundane mind. I still got mundane mind. I got to cultivate until Sajab go away. 35 years old, only that thing collapsed. So he really fantastic. That's why they put his teaching on par with Sama Sambuddha, It become a Mahayana Sutta, Liu Zhu Tan Jing. So all this is what the cultivation is all about. You have that nature. Actually, the thing that arises, you think is fairy tale. The real thing is more fantastic than fairy tale. Fairy tale also cannot think until like that. And, when the thing unfolds, really, beyond your wildest dream, thing can be like that. So, this sharing finished. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good.